Good morning. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules regarding real estate appraisers, namely changes to WAC 308-125-040, WAC 308-125-045, and WAC 308-125-070. This hearing is being held at the Washington State Department of Licensing, Business and Professions Division in Building 2 in Conference Room 2108 at 405 Black Lake Boulevard Southwest, Olympia, Washington, at 10:30 a.m. on October 24, 2018. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR-18-19-003, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on September 7, 2018. Copies of the proposed rules are available at the end of the table. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 18.140.030, subparagraph 1 and subparagraph 15. My name is Dee Sharp, and my title here is Program Manager for the Real Estate Appraiser Program. The Director of the Department of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today if there are questions, and I will introduce them briefly. To my left is Bill Dutra. He's the Audits and Investigations Manager. To my right is Tamara McCullen. She's our Professional Licensing Manager for the Real Estate Appraiser Program. To her right is Faye Welch. She's our Customer Service Specialist for the Real Estate Appraiser Program. And could the rest of you introduce yourselves, please?
Yes, I am Heather Sullivan with CoreLogic and the Columbia Institute, Senior Leader of Evaluations Training Programs.
And my name is Tracy Sanderson. I am with CoreLogic, and I am Senior Leader in Management over our staff appraisers and appraiser trainees.
My name is Bob Asudo. I am a real estate company owner and president of the Appraisers Coalition of Washington.
George Merrick, Vice President of the Appraisers Coalition and also a real estate appraisal owner.
I'm Jeff Lundeck with Lundeck Appraisal and Consulting in Spokane, and also the current chair of the Real Estate Appraiser Commission.
Thank you. Okay, the procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are digitally recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sign-in sheet that was near the entrance of the room. You will be called to testify in the order in which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent, if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department held three public hearings to elicit feedback on these rules. The verbal and written comments gathered in these hearings will be included in the rulemaking file. For those wishing to give written testimony, please leave them with a department representative, and they will be added to the rulemaking file as well. The department has received written comments from Evan Erickson, Raymond Poletti, Mark Schiffman, representing the Real Estate Valuation Advocacy Association, and Heather Sullivan, representing CoreLogic. These comments will become part of the record. Now we will hear oral statements, if any, from those present, and I'm going to get those names off the sign-in sheet, and then we'll have one more chance to comment. So first on my list here is Robert Masudo wishing to testify. Mr. Masudo?
My name is Robert Masudo, Jr. I am a real estate appraiser, owner, and president of the Appraisers Coalition of Washington. During the process, prior to these proceedings, the Appraisers Coalition of Washington wrote the Department of Licensing a letter in regards to the appraiser's qualifications being discussed here today and the contents of this packet. The Appraisers Coalition of Washington supports the changes to the RCW, and I will tell you that we feel that we were somewhat instrumental in, with our letter, as well as a survey completed by appraisers throughout the state of Washington. So again, the Appraisers Coalition of Washington supports this change.
Thank you, Mr. Masuto. Next, we have Heather Sullivan from CoreLogic at the Columbia Institute. And it says pro-con or other, and you marked con. And you're wishing to testify.
Correct. I'm Heather Sullivan with the Columbia Institute CoreLogic, and we wish to oppose the proposed rule changes. To give a little background, we request that the department reconsider their experience requirements and related timeframes reflected in the proposed WAC 308125070. We request that you withdraw the current draft and propose new revisions that appropriately reduce those requirements in recognition of the advancements in productivity and appraisal process modernization that have occurred since the Financial Institution Reform, Recovery, and Enforcement Act of 1989 that was enacted almost three decades ago. When I began appraising 20 years ago, I had to travel to the county courthouse to collect my data on the property. I had to travel to the real estate offices to thumb through the real estate books to find my comparable data. I had to transcribe that information into the appraisal report. I had to go to the local one-hour photo shop to get my photos printed, and then I had to tape them into the appraisal process. All of these things were considered part of the appraisal process and counted towards my experience hours, but none of them really helped me to become a better appraiser. Today, trainees are focusing their experience hours on more substantive matters and gaining useful professional experience more rapidly. As far as the appraisal process modernization, the process has changed significantly over time, and those changes, particularly the introduction of new technologies and tools that have streamlined the processes and greatly enhanced access to data, have made appraisers as well as the trainees vastly more efficient. As a result, the average time spent to produce a credible appraisal has already been dramatically reduced, and the appraiser productivity continues to increase. These developments recently helped convince the Appraiser Qualification Board to reduce the minimum required experience hours for both the licensed and certified residential classifications by more than 1,000 hours, as well as reduce the time frames for their completion by 50%. Therefore, it's difficult to understand why the department's current proposal would still require trainees to log the same number of hours they were required to complete 20 years ago. Given the minimal difference between the total experience hours the state requires for the licensed residential and certified residential appraisal credentials, it is also difficult to understand the department's rationale for retaining a minimum time frame for completion of the certified residential experience hours that is fully double the minimum time frame for the licensed residential experience hours. For many individuals, this means receiving restricted assignments as a licensed appraiser, or potentially not even working as an appraiser, given that many lenders will only engage certified appraisers, even though by objective standards they are able, willing, and otherwise qualified to complete a broader range of assignments. This requirement makes the profession competitively less attractive to new appraiser candidates. The two-year minimum timeframe also suggests to the public that the department considers the mere passage of time to be as relevant as actual professional experience when granting credentials. Please recognize the advancements that has occurred in our industry in recent years and reconsider the proposal to leave Washington State experience requirements unchanged. Licensed residential and certified appraiser candidates who have satisfied all other requirements should be eligible to receive their credential after 6 months or 12 months, respectively, consistent with the current AQB requirements. And that's what I have to say today. Thank you all for the time.
Thank you, Ms. Sullivan. Next, we have Tracy Sanderson from CoreLogic, who is testifying in opposition of the proposed changes.
Hi, good morning. My name is Tracy Sanderson, and I also oppose WAC 308-125-070. And just talking about the practical implications of the current proposal. So if the department elects not to modify the appraisal experience requirements, I think that decision can have a significant negative impact on the residential real estate activity in the state. So as other states relax their appraisal experience requirements and match the AQB requirements, especially nearby states, the proposed changes will make Washington appraiser credentials comparatively less attractive than they would in other states. After all, why would someone spend 4 years to obtain an associate degree and a certified residential credential in Washington when they could achieve the same results in less time in nearby states? Washington homeowners and lenders really can't afford to discourage the development of new appraisers. Although ASC.gov shows 2,621 actively credentialed Washington appraisers right now, a meaningful number of those don't live in Washington, Idaho, or Oregon, and many of them work for banks and other lenders as reviewers or managers. We're two classic examples. I hold a license in Washington and Colorado, and I manage appraisers, but I'm not out there boots on the ground appraising. Heather has licenses in 5 states and teaches around the country, but again, she's not out there appraising. And as a licensed Washington appraisal management company at CoreLogic, we can attest to the fact that it's very difficult to locate qualified appraisers in Washington state. And we have reason to believe through our systems that out of those 2,600 appraisers, there's really only about 1,000 unique appraisers actually completing residential appraisal services in the state. So what it means to us is we commonly see extended turn time. So in the Seattle market, not so bad, 2 to 3 weeks for an appraisal. But you get out into any of the non-urban markets, and we see turn times 4 to 5 weeks is very typical. And this really disrupts the lending experience in the state. And I think discouraging the development of new Washington appraisers by having it be more attractive elsewhere will have a negative impact on Washington homeowners and lenders. From a CoreLogic perspective, we're not only affected in our role as an AMC, but we also just launched an intensive, well-supportive, and fully immersive internal appraiser trainee program. We just started our first class this year. We have 12 trainees from 7 different states, including a trainee in Washington State. And we're certain that we can appropriately train successfully and highly qualified appraisers within the new AQB experience hours and timeframes. However, if the department doesn't alter the current proposal, it will be more challenging for our Washington State trainee, and it will take longer, even though she is probably one of the top trainees. She's been a real estate agent in the past, has 5 years of experience in real estate market, and is excelling, yet her career path is going to be significantly longer. And we plan to do new classes every year. We're already planning for our 2019 class of 20 trainees, and we'll be looking at the states that have adopted the AQB minimums more favorably than other states. Just in conclusion, it's our estimation that Washington has one of the greatest appraiser development needs in the country, and we're prepared to help. But we ask that the department consider adopting the AQB minimums to acknowledge advancements in training and appraisal practices and help ease the disruptions many homeowners and lenders are currently experiencing. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next, we have Jeffrey Nemdek, representing the Real Estate Appraiser Commission, and to testify.
I must have signed the wrong box because I don't intend to.
In support for opposing the rule changes? Okay, thank you. Next, we have George Nervick, representing the Appraisers Coalition of Washington, and wishing to testify under color.
My name is George Nervick. I'm a real estate appraiser with National Property Service. I'm also vice president of the Appraisers Coalition in Washington. And first of all, I'll politely contest the numbers that CoreLogic's representatives have put forward here today about there being 1,000 appraisers working in the state and so on. I would more accurately estimate that the appraisers who hold licenses who are not actively working in the state is less than 10%, not over 50%. And as far as the education requirements and so on, trying to say that advancements in efficiency translate to appraisers learning quicker or learning more is just a farce. If anything, because of additional requirements placed on appraisers, there should actually be more training time, more hours, and so forth. Many licensed and certified appraisers will tell you that you can't actually complete an appraisal in 12 hours, which is what the state allows for credit time on a full appraisal. And, you know, but it's an old standard from 25, 30 years ago. You know, now with the pending real estate crash that's going to happen, and the downturn in the market that we're already seeing in upper-end properties, now is not the time to be decreasing and dumbing down the requirements for appraisers. So I support the rule here put forth by licensing, and I'll just reiterate that the Appraisers Coalition of Washington has already sent letters to the department regarding this, and I support that position. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to ask if there are any other comments on these rules. If there are, please remember to state your name and who you're representing. Mr. Masudo?
Again, Bob Masudo, Dean of Appraisals and the Appraisers Coalition of Washington. I just wanted to put forth a little more as to our involvement in this process. ACAL didn't just come up with this magic, we should do this. We polled over 2,700 appraisers in the state of Washington, and the majority of those appraisers were in favor of what we have here. The majority of the appraisers in the state of Washington were not in favor of the, as I have stated before, shake and bake licensed appraiser that can go out and get their education requirements completed within a couple of months via the internet and then do 6 months worth of formal training with a certified appraiser and then turn around and become state licensed. That is not conducive to public trust, and we've made that known before and we're making it known now, so we do not support that. We do support this as written. I will also reiterate, as I have before, that the education requirements, when developed by the Appraisal Foundation, were developed with the performance education enhancements or internet or electronic education being available to the appraiser candidate. And I will tell you that as of the Aero conference last week, that education is not yet available, and it's not going to be available anytime in the near future. So they developed the standard based on something that's not readily available to the person being trained. And until that is developed and available to the people being trained, we have no reason to change or deviate from what we already have here. And I will also talk really briefly about turn times, since it was brought up in this meeting. Turn times across the state of Washington, and specifically in rural areas, is also based on fee, not necessarily the appraiser's work capacity. The AMCs that are offering low fees are the AMCs that are finding it hard to find appraisers to do the work in a reasonable amount of time. So that's what I have to say, and thank you.
Can I?
Yeah. We're accepting any other comments. Just remember to state your name, who you represent, and what you're speaking for or against.
Yeah,
the proposed changes that we have before us right now.
Thank you. Tracy Sanderson from CoreLogic, and I am speaking against the requirements. And I just want to speak a little bit to our trainee program. It's well known in the industry that very few individual appraisers are actually sponsoring trainees out there. It is, when we opened our 12 positions, we had over 150 applications in 3 weeks. In fact, we had to close the positions very early after posting them because we knew that we would be unable to get through all of the resumes. Very highly qualified people, many individuals who already had their licenses, but they could not find a sponsor out there. So I think it's up to companies like CoreLogic and other companies to embrace a trainee program that is comprehensive, and it does speak to advanced training. So for example, before our trainees ever go out in the field with a supervisor, they go to our corporate headquarters in Dallas for 6 weeks. We call it the boot camp. And they do 150 hours of the qualifying education. At the same time, they do 3 demonstration reports. And while they're taking their QE training, they're weaving in that practical application on those 3 demonstration reports to really help them understand, here is the appraisal theory that I'm learning in this qualifying education, but how does it apply to the actual market and experience of an appraiser? We teach them how to use the software, how to use measurement tools, how to use all of the modernization tools that are out there, and teach them that foundation before they ever are out there with their supervisor. So I think that the training and education is better than it used to be, and it's much more comprehensive than it used to be. And as a result, the trainees that come out of our program and other programs that other companies have offered out there, I think that the appraisers will be much more qualified to work independently. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm going to conclude this hearing. We've received all of the public comments in writing and also verbally here today. Thank you very much for your participation. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement, which will, among other things, summarize all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all of those who have made oral or written comments. This hearing is adjourned.